Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today, taking your phone calls about good things that have happened to you from strangers, or maybe some wonderful things that you've been able to do for complete strangers that may have changed their day. Paying it forward, I guess, is another way of looking at it. On the phone with us is Tony. Tony, thanks for calling in.
Hi. Hey, I had a little, I'll relate a little thing. I was in the Navy in the 1960s. I was on a destroyer, and we were headed up to Alaska. We stopped in Bremerton, Washington. And this other shipmate and I wanted to go fishing. We heard there was a nice, good lake there. Mm-hmm. We had no idea where to go. So we went into town, found a local sporting goods shop, walked in there, and apparently it was also kind of a meeting room for three or four neighborhood guys, and asked the guy about where we could go fish, and he told us about the lake. Anyway, we said, well, how do we get there? Is there any bus or anything? They said, no. And we said, oh, geez, we'd like to go. So one of the guys reached in his pocket, pulled out some keys, and said, here, there's a Ford around the corner there. Take it, and you can go fishing. The guy didn't know us from the man in the moon. We looked at it. My buddy and I looked at each other, and we said, you trust us? And he goes, yeah. He says, any sailor that'd rather go fishing than drinking, I trust.
So,
that was neat. I'll never forget that.
That's an awesome story.
The one thing. The other thing you were talking about, servicemen. Real quick, I'm the safety director for the Wausau Canoe and Kayak Course, and mm-hmm. we have started something this year. It's called Team River Runners. We are taking the disabled servicemen from the VA and treating them to a weekend at the kayak course with instruction in kayaking and everything. We did it this year. It was kind of a learning experience, but we had 12 handicapped vets. Three were in wheelchairs, two had to use walkers, and what we did was the local paddlers have been trained as to how to instruct them in kayaking. Mm-hmm. That we put them in the flat water, got them used to the kayak, and then put them on the kayak course so that they could enjoy something different. They're used to adrenaline, the bad adrenaline in the battlefield. Mm. There's a lot of adrenaline in the white water, but it's a good adrenaline. So we're talking about having it again also this year in July. If you'd be interested in coming down and watching, would really love to have you down there.
Well, Tony, thank you for the invite. Do me a favor. When you get organized and you get some specific dates and so forth, send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com, and let me know the information, and we'll see what we can do.
Hey, that would be great. Would appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate you calling in. All right, let's go to Mike, who has been calling in and holding on from Wisconsin Rapids. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Seth. Good morning. Two stories, one each direction, please. Doing a favor and having received a favor. Doing the favor, and it's got a funny ending. I was at the Ace Hardware store here in town, a couple miles from my house. An absolute stranger in the parking lot parked next to me was locked out of his car. Mm. And I said, hey, take my car. And he's, what? And I said, just take my car, run, get your keys, come on back. Well, the guy lived 15, 20 miles away, and I insisted, and he said, I'm from Chicago, an absolute stranger. You're going to let me take your car and run to my house. I said, yeah, sure, go ahead, but you got to drop me off at my house first. Well, so he ran to his house. He came back, picked me back up at my house to get to his car. And the funny thing about it, he said, hey, you got to make sure my wife doesn't hear about this. She'll really give me heck.
And really?
So
we
laughed it off. The guy's name was George. We went on to become pretty good acquaintances. I recognized him in a pub that I'd stop by occasionally. And to this day, when George and I see each other, we'll periodically wink, and his wife has never heard the story. I am a strong advocate. If you do a person a favor, it comes back 10 times or tenfold in some way. Mm-hmm. A year or two ago, my wife and I are traveling to South Carolina for a month vacation. We stopped in a tourist town in Tennessee, just at one of those quick stops with your wife, only be a minute. Well, an hour later, I'm waiting in the car yet. Run in, use the washroom, come back out. My wife finally returns and said, "Hey, they're paging you in the store." Say, "What?" I didn't do anything in the store but use the washroom. She says, "Well, you better go check." To this day, I don't know how it happened. I dropped my credit card in the store. Somebody picked it up and took it to the office. Had that not happened, we'd ended up in South Carolina before I looked at my wallet again. So to this hour, I'm having guilt pangs. I don't know how to thank that person that picked that up and turned it in. You know, everything that's related to a lost credit card or stolen.
Oh, yeah.
So I marvel at that act of kindness. But again, if you do good things for good people, it comes back to you.
I appreciate you calling in. Thanks, Mike. Thank you very
Have
much. All right, let's take one more call. Let's go to Don, and that'll be our last call for this segment. We'll try again in the next segment. Go ahead, Don. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Seth. I've never heard you before, but you sound like a great person.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that I work in a factory here in Ewanee, Wisconsin, but I live in Two Rivers. And I'm one of those guys that like to treat people right at night when I'm on second shift. And I bring in a treat just about every night, be it a little snack candy bar or something else to that nature. But I'm the only guy that does it, and I've been doing it for ever since I've been working in a factory, just to show to people I want to be a nice person. And I don't expect anything in return, and I very seldom get anything in return. I like the way I am when I do that, and I get a good feeling doing it.
Congratulations. Thank you for doing that. And you know what? Thank you on behalf of everybody that has enjoyed your snacks and your treats. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to take our one more break. I'm Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number 888-455-1360. We're talking about good things today, positive, uplifting, encouraging stories, so that we can catch our breath, get invigorated, encouraged, and go back at the fight tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Jerry Bader Show.